Fourth year in a row, Drew Saves Christmas. Second consecutive year, we've been fortunate enough to be joined by our next guests, Seth Kushner, Soul Brother Kevin. Let's welcome back to Drew Garabo Live, the one and only JoJo and Swig. Ladies first.
All right.
Hi.
Hi, JoJo.
Hi.
Swig.
Hello, Drew.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah, I was going to say it was a year ago that we met. Yep. Welcomed you to the Bone family.
You did.
How would you say things are going for you so far? You've made the move from Sundays to Saturdays. You are picking up steam. You got shout-outs this week from the great Tim Clark, I believe. We talked about them with...
He was asking about JoJo.
Specifically.
Yes. That's the real deal when it all comes down. Let's get down to brass tacks.
Sure.
All it really matters is JoJo.
Right.
Right.
Well, I would agree with that.
So we pulled up the website and he goes, who is that?
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
You said, don't even.
We said, pour yourself a glass of JoJo's juice because we're here to talk.
I hope it's delicious. You'll pull have to free. Let me know.
You don't know?
Everybody in.
I think it's delicious.
Everybody thinks their own juice is delicious. Everyone should.
I do.
I'm sure there are a lot of people around the Bone offices that know how it tastes. Ho, ho, ho.
And that is but some of the ball busting that you will hear Saturday mornings now with Migs and Swig.
10 to noon, right? JoJo.
10 to noon.
It's
right.
Already getting swiggy with it.
You think that's so funny every time you say it.
Yep.
It's not getting old for you yet?
It'll never get old.
Okay.
And it'll never be not the truth.
It is so not the truth.
Okay. Denial.
You're saying that you're not spreading your juice all around the Cox Media Group Tampa offices? I'm not saying you are. I'm just I don't know anyone who's tasted your juice.
Thank you.
Metaphorically.
Yes.
How do you spread juice anyway?
Oh. I'm not.
Well, we can go back to the birds and the bees discussion.
I need that right. Talk, yeah.
Yeah, well, sometimes birds get very horny, and the only thing around are bees. You can do the math with what happens.
I'm trying really, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Honey, I like that analogy.
Honey. Yeah.
My honey juice. Yeah. Oh, my God.
JoJo's honey juice.
I have all the bees. I wish I had all the bees. Go ahead.
I heard your honey brings all the bees to the yard, and damn right it's better than yours. So things are going well for you on Saturdays. You're enjoying the move from Sundays to Saturdays so far?
Yeah.
We are. Yeah,
good.
We are. It's, we talked about this last year, and it's crazy it's already
you
been a year.
You talked about it. That's what you do
That's
all
what
the
I
talking.
Do, right. So it's crazy it's been a year, but we talked last year about how the Bone had sort of welcomed us in and made us part of the family, and now it's even more so on Saturdays because we're warming up for a cat named Mo.
Right.
And then the Johnny B show. So it's sort of a whole day of, some average entertainment, then some good entertainment.
I think you got this reversed.
Right. So,
how quickly are you guys trying to exit the studio before Mo tries to get you to stay for his whole show?
I need to know why people don't like Mo.
You haven't figured it out yet?
Listen, I like everybody. Mm. Actually, I don't like anybody, so to me, everybody's the same.
You don't like anybody?
No, not really.
She's an equal
really
hater
quickly.
Opportunity.
She was like, I love everyone. I hate everyone.
I do.
She turned on us
but
like
I don't,
that.
But I don't get it. He seems like a nice man.
No, he's a nice man.
Okay.
There's no one who won't say he's a nice man.
He doesn't smell.
I've never detected much of an aroma from Mo.
He doesn't wash his jeans, though.
No, that's true, nor his hair. But other than that, he smells good.
Do you wash your jeans all the time?
Yeah,
You don't wear them like...
I go like two or three wears, then I wash them.
Really? That's it?
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
That's about
I hear you're not
supposed
to.
Max.
I don't wash mine, and I just put them in the freezer in a Ziploc
They
bag.
Say that you're supposed yeah. And it takes the smell out. I just Febreze it. Toss it in the dryer, Febreze it, good to go. My juice aroma already handles everything.
I was going to say, that gets rid of all the juice, right?
Yeah, we start fresh.
What's the rule with leggings and yoga pants? Do you still just Febreze those, or?
Oh, I was like, I wear them all the time.
Good.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a good look.
Yeah,
yeah,
I like
for
them.
Sure. Yeah, no, you should.
Nice boots.
But you don't wear those two or three times before washing those two.
I have a bajillion pairs of them, so I just rotate.
Okay, because that could get, that's a little
could get a little
gamey.
A little gamey. Here, here.
No, I'm
could.
Good.
No, I am not saying you are.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, the juice could spoil.
That's why
it could go bad.
That's why I was a little late. I had to stop at the wax center, clean up for the weekend, so the juice is loose.
Are you a very hairy woman?
I could be.
She's Italian.
Right.
Yes. And Lebanese, so yeah. It
gets Lebanese.
Oh, wow. No kidding. You like girls, too?
You.
Cool.
I do.
I told you. By the way, we all love a cat named Mo. I think we like messing with him so much because he takes it so well.
Oh, okay.
He does take it so well.
Yeah, he is the perfect target because he always laughs it off. You could say anything to or about him, and he'll always smile and take every bit of it because at least you're talking about it.
I think he's crying inside.
For sure. He wants to be liked.
And we do see, if we didn't tease him, then we wouldn't love him.
But he's been great. I mean, to answer your question, yes, he does have us hold over to the next segment.
Should do a crossover.
Crossover,
yeah.
But we also have him on his our show, and
that.
He's been very gentle. I mean, he does a three-hour show,
yeah.
And when Don or Lisa or myself aren't in the studio, he's been on our show for the whole 2 hours,
yeah.
And then rolls over and does five hours of radio.
I've tried to get Mr. Seth Kushner to join me.
I get turned down all the time.
Well,
what? You didn't
he's kind
juice?
Of a big deal.
Come on,
well, all the time.
I'm such a small deal that I normally have to work at Kawa Saturday morning. So that and JoJo comes by and she sees me there. So it's not like I'm making up this lie that I'm working.
I did. You worked on Thanksgiving. I brought you some treats.
I know.
Treats.
Treats,
what was
huh?
It, the Buckeyes.
Never got any.
She
treats.
Brought you Buckeyes.
The Buckeyes. Yes.
I brought them Buckeyes.
You brought them Buckeyes.
I made my own.
Buckeyes.
Yeah.
Buckeyes. They're pretty good. I've never had them before. They're really
great, aren't they?
Yeah, they really
so
are.
So you ate her Buckeyes?
It's Youngstown, Ohio thing, and they're phenomenal.
Chocolate and peanut butter.
It's funny because when we first did the show, we got to know Mike, and Don and Lisa were going out of town, so we needed a fill-in. So I asked Mike, to my naivete, if he'd come in and do the show on
he's
Saturday.
Such an idiot.
And he very graciously declined.
If you didn't ask him, you wouldn't have said
I
yes.
Didn't the Bone was being so friendly and everybody's
sure.
Being so nice.
There are
limits. Hey, the first week, come out to Walmart here on US 19, be on the Drew Garabo show.
That's right.
So I figured, why not?
Yeah, he'll probably sit on our show.
He'll get up on Sunday morning and come and hang out.
He said absolutely not.
Yeah, I need to come by. But, again, this Saturday, 7 to 12, I'm working at Kawa. So
boo.
I know, I'm sorry.
Are you working on Christmas Day? I'll make you treats and bring you some on Christmas.
I might.
Wow.
I don't know if we're open on Christmas, but because I'm Jewish, I offered to work. So
that's right. You are a Jew. I forgot about that. Me too.
Yeah,
I'm a recovering Jew. If you remember,
I've still fully embraced the Judaism.
Really?
Yeah.
Like the whole deal.
I need, yeah, I,
like the matzah ball dreidel and all that stuff.
Yeah, I fast for Yom Kippur. I go to temple.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You could learn a thing or two from him.
Did you get?
He's a good Jew.
Bar mitzvah?
I did.
And
yeah.
Did you get confirmed?
I did.
The whole
yeah.
Thing? Did you go over to Israel?
No, I haven't been there yet.
Yeah.
That's
he hasn't
the one.
Made the trip.
No.
Come on, let's all go.
Birthright.
I'm gonna stay away from the Middle East for a while.
Yeah, not on my list of hot destinations to travel. I got Cyprus and then the Middle East.
Yeah, yeah. Kabul's down there. And,
Bolivia.
And, yeah.
Hey, more hummus for us.
More baba ganoush.
So do you go to temple, still, besides the high holidays? Which, for you Gentiles, is Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah.
I don't. I only go for the high holidays.
And here's how well I know Seth. He sometimes skips the high holidays because his temple actually charges admission.
What?
And it's not a small admission fee.
Well,
you have to be a member. Yeah,
you have to be a member. Yeah. I'm not a member, so my parents are members. But then they finally signed us up for some sort of list where now they want us to pay $1,400 or something for the year, and I don't really want to give them
to
money.
Be Jewish.
It's funny, I'm a total Jew by convenience, and I always have been. Like I didn't want to get bar mitzvah, and then my older brother got bar mitzvah. And I saw the cash and prizes he got.
And fountain pens.
I can do this.
Sure.
I can do this. So I got bar mitzvah, and that was the last of it.
Is that the term?
The verb, bar mitzvah.
Bar mitzvah.
Oh,
yeah. I became a man.
Yes,
and,
at 13.
And then so my daughter wants to get in. We wanted to send her to a Jewish preschool here in town that's very good and all that. So I had to join the temple. And had to pay, so I'm Jew by convenience.
Yeah, man, well, break me off some tickets if you get them for the high holidays.
What do you guys have coming up on your show? I guess you'll be doing it tomorrow since it is Friday today.
We do. I think it is just going to be Don and myself because Lisa and JoJo are doing their own Christmas giveaway. And
so the DiBartolo Family Foundation, we host 15 families in Tampa Bay, and we provide Christmas for them.
Awesome.
So the foundation adopts 10 families and then 5 families are left for friends and family of the foundation, and they go out and shop and fulfill wish lists. So we will be at St. Lawrence Higgins Hall tomorrow
That's
having
awesome.
Christmas with Santa. But we did want to bring a donation
Thank you.
On behalf of the foundation.
You should open it up.
You sure?
I don't know.
And the Oscar goes to...
Are there going
to
be pictures of JoJo inside?
There could be.
I save that for Snapchat.
Smell it first. See if there's any juice on it. No
JoJo juice on
it. Because you would know what
I would not know what that's like. Not yet.
But we were going to get bikes and then wanted to see what you ended up with and what you needed. So.
By the way, speaking of bikes, thanks to Fran Hosh. She just came by with her awesome husband and... they brought by a bunch of bikes as well. I don't know what our bike count is at right now, but I think we're over 100.
I had never met Fran before, and Mike Oliveira kept saying, that's Fran. And I said, are you sure? He goes, well, look, her picture's on the side. yeah, that U-Haul.
Like, she looks just like that picture.
Yeah, she looks just like her billboard, doesn't she?
Nothing gets by you guys.
Well, thank you so much to the DiBartolo Family Foundation dropping $500 on us. Oh, we appreciate that. That is awesome of you guys. Thank you so much. That'll buy a bunch of bikes in there for sure.
God.
And thank you. Gosh, this is just awesome.
That's incredible.
How many bikes did you guys get last year?
300.
300?
And I had targeted 200, so to surpass that was amazing. This year, donations are down all across the country when it comes to Toys for Tots, so I don't want to augment my prediction, but it's going to be a struggle to get to 300 this year.
Oh, no, we're going to make it.
We are?
Yeah,
we haven't even hit prime time yet, like Seth said, you know.
See, last year I credit the awkward makeout session with Holly for really taking us over the top. So, JoJo and Seth, if you guys want to, you know.
Okay. Please do. I will personally donate 10 bikes if that happens. Right.
Yeah, okay. Release the juice.
Go ahead.
You know what sucks about that is, unfortunately.
He's a married man.
I know. Well, it's not that. It's unfortunate. I like his wife so much.
Soul brother.
This is for the kids. What do you mean? This
is for Soul brother.
This is like next man up. Like, who wants to make out with JoJo?
SBK also in a very happy relationship. But unlike these chumps, I'm in a relationship with a girl who would like nothing more than for me to make out with another girl. So,
Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay.
She said, it's funny because I texted her during a break and I said, no make out so far today. She said, I don't mind if you make out as long as there's nothing leading up. Because with Holly, there was a real life thing. Like,
yes.
I had not quite been forthright about Holly's natural attraction to a guy like me. And so that's what created a little bit of, well, all the problems last year is that I had been, you know, I had not necessarily been as forthright and transparent as I could have been. But since you and I clearly have no relationship to each other, JoJo, we barely know each other, you and I technically, if you wanted to, could throw down on this couch right here. If you wanted, but only if you wanted to.
Jump for 10 bikes for the kids?
Do what?
Make out with Drew.
Oh, yeah. I could do that.
There we go.
Yeah, like you did with Carl.
I mean, 10 bikes, that's...
10 bikes, for real? You would do that? 10 bikes? 10 bikes? I'm getting 10 bikes?
Yeah, I mean, if my boss, Ben Swig here, says that it's okay.
He's going into the pocket.
Swiggy's going 10 bike deep, huh?
I'm going 10
That's
bikes.
That's big for this gym.
Look at that. Yeah. Not.
That is huge. Whoa.
By the way, can you send me to Israel also if they make out? Thank you.
10 bikes and a trip to Israel.
Thank you.
I would make that sacrifice for you guys.
I hope you would.
Do you have Banaka on you?
I have gum. Well,
I was just going to say, I have all the coffee
now. I have all the
coffee. Oh, then we're good.
Yeah, we're good. We'll cancel each other out.
We don't need mints.
Oh, this is brilliant.
No mints necessary.
Do I need to wipe my lip gloss off? I don't want to get you all sticky.
I don't mind.
I can't believe you got a hall pass, too. Where can I get one of those?
Well, my girlfriend's very understanding. She would actually find it very arousing if I were to make love to another woman right in front of her, or even do it with someone else and tell her about it. We have a very unique situation.
You're amazing.
I know.
During break or sometimes, can we sit down and have a cup of coffee and you can explain how you actually
I don't know how I did it. Yeah, I don't know. She's a wonderful woman, and as long as I'm honest with her about everything, she'll let me do pretty much whatever. I don't get it. I don't know how I got so lucky, but I hit the lottery.
All right.
Oh, I'm just going to take his when he's done with it.
Oh, my God.
Seth, you're going to need to talk. I'm going to take my microphone.
All right, this is for 10 bikes right here, a JoJo and Drew makeout session for this.
10? Does anybody else have bikes to give?
10.
10's good.
Do we not want to mic up to hear the kissing? Or? Well, we got to. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Oh, she's going to kneel.
Yeah, let her kneel, yeah.
What's this? Everybody's. Is this on Bone TV? You should feel weird. This is weird. This is weird.
Oh, yeah.
Dennis, get your stupid camera out of my way. Yeah, go ahead.
He's moving in.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
That's a kiss right there.
Yeah,
wow.
That's better than last year.
Wow. Okay. Oh, Swig is looking at Drew's bowl.
I'm sorry.
I'm just trying to see the aftershock, if there was any blood flowing.
Right. Wow. I do enjoy being single.
My goodness.
Can we ask JoJo and Drew a good kisser?
Was
he a good kisser?
Yeah.
Those
lips.
Yeah,
let me tell you, I'm glad my iPhone has a micro camera on it because I think I was right in there with the video.
Wow.
Speechless. Dead air.
So,
10 bikes.
Sorry, 10 bikes.
10 bikes.
Doing it for the kids.
Thanks,
absolutely.
Ben.
Wow. So,
thank you.
And hopefully this one won't destroy my relationship like the kiss with Holly did last year.
Oh, God, I hope so, too.
No, it was last year was a debacle, and it was entirely my fault. This year I was forthright about it, and it was for the kids. We did it for the kids. You're
always
welcome,
for the kids.